Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God a series entitled, The Wisdom of God. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Proverbs 4 and verse 5. Proverbs 4, verse 5, what's the first word?
Get.
Get what?
Wisdom.
What's the next word?
Get.
Understanding. Now, who's the understood subject? Get is an action word, right? Well, who's the subject? You's the understood subject. You get wisdom. You get understanding, forget it not, neither decline from the words of my mouth. Forsake her not, and she shall preserve you. Love her, and she shall keep you. Some minister friends of mine had planned to vacation in the area where the tsunami hit over Christmas. Talking about when it happened. And I've known them, Phyllis and I've known them for decades. Good friends. And they had planned, and the kids were hyper about going, and everybody wanted to go, and they're going to, I forget the name of the beach, but it was one of the main ones that got hit. And they had looked forward to it for months, and it comes up, you know, they're going to spend the Christmas season there. And the daddy, he began to get it in his heart not to go. And some of the family thought, well, why? We want to go. He said, no, I don't think we ought to. Well, why? I don't know, but I just don't think we ought to. And, some of them didn't understand. It kind of aggravated them. Like, well, but it was a really good thing that he was the head of his house.
Yes. That's right. Yeah.
Amen. Finally, he told him, he said, I don't know why, okay? I just know I got to check about going. So we're not going. And because he was the head of the house, that was the end of it. And they were not there when it hit. Well, the wisdom of God has to do with looking ahead, with the future, with knowing what's happening and the plan of God. Well, God's plan is always to take care of us. And notice what it said here. If you won't forsake wisdom, what'll happen? She will preserve you. She will preserve you. My nephew is a squadron leader on the ground in Iraq. This is his second tour of duty. He was there during the war, the beginning, and their job was to paint targets. They're about as hot a job as it gets. On the ground, painting targets for the smart missiles and stuff like that. Well, their job for several of the things now, they go in the middle of the night to suspected terrorist subjects, and they go in the dark and find the folks, and that's what they do. And he sent word just a while back, this is his second tour. When he first went, we sent him a series of the tapes, How to Be Led by the Spirit. And I told him, so we're going to pray for you. I said, but you can't separate staying safe from this. You got to be led. And man, he got a hold of that. I'm telling you what, and he's the team leader. The guys follow him. And he wrote and told us just recently, some of you were here, in this last time he's been there, I mean, they go out all the time. And he said, they have been spared 12 times, a dozen times. Already, they'd start to do something, and I guess his commander, he has the respect enough by now that he'll tell him, you know, I don't think we ought to go there now. And they've given him some latitude on some things. And every time that he had a check about not going there now, there was something there, they were spared, some other people got into it, they didn't. They haven't lost a man. Out of all these tours and all this time, what is that though? Who would know what's around the next corner? But the wisdom of God is ours for the getting.
Right.
Oh, can you see it, friends?
Yes.
And it's available to everybody that'll look for it and ask for it and pay attention. If you won't forsake her, if you won't ignore her, what will wisdom do for you? She will preserve you. If you'll love her, love what? Wisdom, she shall keep you. How many young people are dead? Because somebody dared them to do something stupid. And they were so full of pride, they didn't listen to the wisdom in them. I'm not talking about people who don't know God. I'm talking about young people who are saved, who know God. Somebody dares them to do this, or, do this to be cool, or do this, and we'll think you're hot and you're impressive. And the wisdom of God's going, don't do that. Don't do that. You just say, hey, y'all are nuts. Go home.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But no, pride can override that.
Right.
Nobody dares me. Well, you can be dead real quick. And prove what? That you were foolish. That's all it proves. Thank God. Keep wisdom and she'll preserve you. She'll keep you. Notice what the next verse says. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. Get it. And with all your getting, get understanding. What's the emphasis here? Get it. Get it. Who's supposed to get it? You are. I am. We are. Exalt her and she'll do what? Wisdom will promote you. She'll bring you to honor when you embrace her. She'll give to your head an ornament of grace, a crown of glory shall she deliver to you. Hear, my son, and receive my sayings, and the years of your life shall be many. Thank you, Lord. Now, we've talked about wisdom in some detail. We talked about how important wisdom is. We've talked about where wisdom comes from. We've talked about how you got to cry after wisdom because it's crying for you. James says, if you lack wisdom, ask of God. We saw how that the words of our mouth are so vital to us walking in wisdom. You can't talk foolishness and ignorance all the time and walk in wisdom. And we saw that if you walk with wise men, you'll be wise. But if you hang out with fools, the Bible said you'll be destroyed. And what were we talking about last week? Anybody remember? We were talking about Daniel's wisdom. And we got into looking at the excellent spirit. And we saw that the spirit of wisdom is the spirit of excellence. And a lot of people have not, you hear about excellence, you hear about the spirit of excellence, but there's been some real misconceptions about this. A lot of folk have thought, well, the spirit, doing things with the spirit of excellence means doing the very best you can. But that's not true. The more excellent way, so many times, you don't know yet. Are you with me? So by faith, you have to get from God the better way, the more excellent way. You must get the wisdom of God. The spirit of excellence, to excel means to be above and beyond. How many know God's ways are higher? Aren't they? Higher, better, they excel the brightest natural minds on the planet. As far as the heavens are above the earth. But we're not left to fend for ourselves. We can know His ways. That's why the Spirit of God has been given to us, that we might know the things that have been given to us. We have the mind of Christ. We have an unction of the Holy One. Right? And so operating in the wisdom of God is finding from God the better way. the more excellent way to do the thing. And we saw that it's in faith, and then we ended up by talking about the most excellent way of love. Well, talking about the wisdom of God, you'd have to get into love because God is love. Everybody say more excellent. Now, before I go into the next part that we have for tonight, before I get into point one, notice this. Go with me to 1 Corinthians, please. We'll be coming back to Proverbs if you want to put something there to mark it, but go, please, to 1 Corinthians 8. Without going there, you know, Romans 8 talks about as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. And there is an implication of maturing ones. You show me someone who's maturing in God, I'll show you someone who is increasingly being led by the Spirit of God, which is walking in the wisdom of God. He that walks with wise men will be wise. Who's wiser than the Spirit of God? Can you walk with Him?
Yes.
Is He in you?
Yes.
Can you listen to Him? I'm not talking about hearing voices, but can you follow the witness inside and be led of the Spirit? Would you, in that case, be being led by the wisdom of God?
Yes,
yes you would. But now you'll see, you know, have any of you been reading some in Proverbs during this time? Well, if you haven't, let me encourage you. Read you a chapter here and there about it, or three or four, or get you some tapes or CDs with it on and play it when you're doing other stuff. And Proverbs particularly is good for that because it's just in bites. And even if you're working and doing something else, it's not like something that you have to keep up with the whole context. You can just hear a couple of phrases, right? And get revelation. But in talking about this, you'll find how many times humility is connected with wisdom. And pride is connected with being a fool. Over and over and over again. But I want you to see something here. In order to get the wisdom of God, you have to believe there's a better way. And you got to be open to it.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Wisdom and Riches, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1602J. That's R1602J, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.